Right, well, mixing things up a bit, time for our question of the week with Hannah.
This week, we hop along to a question just in from Vinny in Greater Manchester.
As the joke goes, if you cross a kangaroo with a sheep, you get a woolly jumper. Is it now possible with modern techniques to cross different animals to make one completely new species?
So, to what extent can we genetically manipulate an organism to produce a new one? Here's Professor Martin Bobrow from Cambridge University.
I think it's mind-blowing that one can take a gene which performs a certain function in yeast and put it into a human cell and it still works. However, does that mean that we can make new species? And I think the answer to that probably at the moment is not by quite a long shot.
Thanks, Martin. Veronica van Heiningen, Professor of Genetics at Edinburgh University, explains.
Combining eggs and sperm from different species very rarely works, except for closely related species like horse and donkey, which can mate together and form a novel hybrid animal known as a mule. Mules can develop to birth and survive to adulthood, but they are not fertile. The mixed horse and donkey chromosomes can't produce viable eggs and sperm. A sheep cannot be crossed with a kangaroo because even if we had sperm and eggs available, we would not succeed in making hybrid animals by in vitro fertilization or IVF because development requires two sets of similar parental genes. The genes from sheep cannot work with genes from a kangaroo to drive development, producing hybrid shigaroos and kangareeps.
Veronica and Martin discussed other ways that we can combine and tweak genes, including transferring one or two genes from humans into another species. And a line of goats have recently been created in this way to help patients who can't produce their own anticoagulant. There's also chimeras, where stem cells from different species are mixed. For example, there's a mouse with human liver cells, and we hope that we can use this mouse to help evaluate the safety of drugs, since the liver plays such an important role in drug metabolism. But Martin emphasises...
So there are lots of examples of that sort, but all of those mice look like mice, and all of those goats look like goats, and none of them produce what you'd need for it to be a new species. That is something which has a distinctive appearance and which can continue breeding in a way that you have created something that propagates itself. Even the natural species mixtures, mules, there are zebra horse crosses and lion tiger crosses, but they're sterile. They do look pretty intermediate, but they don't breed. So we haven't got to the point of creating new species yet.
And with that old joke discussed with a modern perspective, we skip seawards to examine what's in our oceans.
Hello, this is Jim from Smithfield, Virginia. I have a question about when will indestructible plastics finally degrade? I understand that acrylic, polystyrene, and polyester plastics make up most of the growing body of waste plastic in the ocean, and that this stuff never breaks down, but just gets fragmented and eventually ingested by living organisms. But we know that nothing persists forever, so these plastics have to break down at some point.
Send your thoughts to Chris at thenakedscientist.com, tweet at NakedScientists, write on our Facebook page or join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientist.com/forum.
Hannah Critchlow, and I reckon Jeff should be doing the voices from the movies if he doesn't already. He could make a fortune. Well, that's it for this week on the subject of what does and doesn't break down. Next time, we're going through your bins to look at the science of waste and rubbish and recycling. You can email the questions in to chris@nakedscientist.com or put them on our Facebook page. Thank you to our guests, Nabila Farah, and to our production team, Ben Vowsler and Meera Senthilingam. Have a great week. See you next time.
The Naked Scientists podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the STFC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more cutting-edge science, join us online at nakedscientists.com.